Hello, ATS, and welcome to my first podcast titled The Dangers of Accepting Failed / Outdated Ideologies. Why are you here on ATS? What is progress? What have you learnt about potential? Have you seen glitches in the matrix? Do you recognise resistance to change? Are you one of many that believes there are too many failures in government and too much abuse of power, perpetuating an infrastructure built up around consumerism, control, secret agendas, massive profiteering, and often a blatant disregard for core human values? These are just some of the questions I've asked myself for a while now. These and many more related to the pursuit not only of the truth, but also the pursuit of the drive to better myself and make sense of not just our micro reality, but also how we fit into and invite ourselves into the macro reality. What interests me is how one exists in a world fundamentally hell-bent on concentrating on the efficiency of feeding a machine-like economy, rather than one which exists to facilitate evolution of the self and the species beyond mere survival. It seems from a very early age we are taught to accept current ideologies and political systems and merge into or become assimilated, if you like, almost without question, effectively doing what is open to us. Well, what if such an inherited system is flagged as actually being a false ideology? Which, let's face it, is a realisation which is being voiced more and more in our times. Where is the outlet or emergency switch in place to effect swift and rapid change that can be introduced in order to create a more advanced race, both genetically and mentally? Does such a change mechanism even exist? I mean, the problem, it seems, is that we are not taught zip about what is progressive thought and how to initiate and introduce rapid change, to introduce creative, advancing and progressive thoughts or systems into mainstream society. We are not encouraged to think about what the evolution of man should look like and what might happen if common evolutionary goals were put in place, reaching the mindsets of the masses. Plain and simply put, it seems we are not geared to steering society in such a direction. A direction where the best minds are free to work and experiment without hindrance or financial restraint. Unfortunately, in the absence of little or few progressive ideals and ideologies, the default switch, which acts almost like an autopilot in terms of its self-perpetuating and self-serving interests, is consumerism. Ironically, as its name suggests, it also consumes both mental astuteness, drive, purpose, instinct, and forward thinking. It does not encourage the extrasensory awareness that is needed in connecting many fields of both knowledge and experience. So, the result of this is that pockets and fields of thought are not put into practice. The dire consequence of this, I am sure, directly relates to our somewhat slow rate of human evolution. Of course, we have little as a frame of reference when it comes to comparing ourselves with other higher forms of intelligence. Unless, of course, you believe in aliens, which it seems has not even appeared to the masses yet. And so it leaves us still looking in meteors for proof of life, for example. A lack of desire to push for adopting a system which embraces experimental ideals based on sound principles geared towards the freedom to explore and advance the species inherently risks missing the very element or key to the evolution of the species. Instead, it risks a continued substandard existence. Progression should and could be about exploring all the options available and cherry-picking the best ones with a view to achieving individual and group goals and improving the template of our reality. For all we know, life, as many have suggested, goes on. If this is truly the case with each incarnation, we would want to inherit and exist in a constantly progressive and dynamic reality, wherever that may be. Accepting anything less, even temporarily, would be backward and damaging to the progression of both the self and society. It seems our current consumer-driven society is made up of ideologies created and propped up by money men, who spoon-feed us their false agenda through constant advertising, manipulation, and threat of hardship. Should you not adhere to or follow the work ethics of the company or boss you are selling your manpower to, manpower nearly always worth hundreds, if not thousands of times more than your salary, then the consequences are that you may lose your job and have to sell your labours to an organisation with almost identical consumer-driven ethics, again accepting a fraction of your real worth to a company. In short, it is a simple form of prostituting yourself against your will. You are literally being forced by circumstance and sociological bullying. Of course, most don't see the submission to what is essentially a master and slave type relationship. Those that benefit most from this relationship are those best at cracking the whip, i.e. higher management, whom are best at telling you what to do to keep the machine spitting out as many units of stuff as possible. Half the battle in many ways is recognising when an ideology has reached its sell-by date, which I believe has happened in the Western world. We must wake up to and re-evaluate our current sociological mindsets as a matter of urgency. So what are the dangers of inaction? Well, bluntly put, one is both accepting and passing on a substandard way of existing and literally losing out on a more fulfilling and happier lifestyle. One which may lead to answering age-old questions asked long ago. And there we are, ATS. I hope you enjoyed my podcast. This is Pheromone signing off. Bye for now.